your parents talking about making New Year's resolutions. Anybody here, or did you hear it on TV? Anybody? What are some of the resolutions? If there are any bad ones, don't tell me, but like, the one I kept hearing, I don't know if you ever heard this, is I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm sure, I don't want to know. Or, you know, I'm going to read my Bible more this year. And I thought, well, what does it mean to make a resolution? So I got out my dictionary and I look, and a resolution means this: a firm decision to do or not to do something. So people every year, before the new year begins, make decisions of what they're going to do or not do in 2019. And I like the right before the new year, because I usually think back over the past year and I kind of think about what God might want to do in the new year. But one of the things that I've learned, sometimes my resolutions don't make it a week. And, you know, they'll tell you never the best time to buy your exercise equipment is like March, I think. You can buy used exercise equipment by March, because January, February, and then nobody exercises anymore. And as Christians, I thought, okay, what is the best resolution I could tell you to make this year that is good? And I thought about it, and it's really a simple Bible verse that I memorized a long time ago. Listen to it. Now, y'all listen. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you as well. And if you go back and read chapter 6, the people were worried about food, they were worried about clothing, they were worried about this, they were worried about that. And here's what Jesus said. It wasn't Bill. Jesus said, listen, your biggest worry in life every year, not just on January 1st, your biggest worry in life should be not to worry, but to put me first in everything you do. You put me first in your eating. You put me first in your activities. And Jesus said this, if you will put me first in your life, I will take care of the other stuff. So my challenge to you in 2019 is to put Jesus first. Jesus first at school, Jesus first at home, Jesus first when you play sport. Put Jesus first. That is the most important thing you can do in 2019. If you do that, He'll take care of the other stuff you're worried about. So that's my challenge. Everybody got that? What are you going to do in 2019? Put Jesus first. Okay? Well, let's pray. Lord, I thank